Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this episode, we look at films featuring the number 3 in their title. I hope you enjoy the show. Many moons ago, I looked at films with the number 7 in the title. Now it's the turn of the 3s, and it's a pretty good bunch at that. First out of the box is Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri from 2017, starring Frances McDormand as a mother refusing to give up on discovering her daughter's killer, even though the authorities have. It's a moody, brooding piece of filmmaking, and McDormand is, as ever, great throughout. She deserved and won an Oscar for her role, as did Sam Rockwell. Woody Harrelson also stars. Three Amigos is a comedy with Steve Martin, Chevy Chase and Martin Short, directed by John Landis. They play three out-of-work cowboy actors who get drawn into a real-life shootout situation in a Mexican village. The three leads work very well together, and there's a nice mix of comedy and action with some music thrown in. Interestingly, Steven Spielberg turned down directing this to make E.T. His choices for the three parts were to be Steve Martin, Robin Williams, and Bill Murray. The script was co-written by Randy Newman, but featured music by Elmer Bernstein.
One for each other and all for one. The three brave amigos are we. Brother to brother and everyone, a brave amigo. Wherever they need us, our destinies lead us.
310 to Yuma is a great Delmer Daves Western from 1957, starring Van Heflin as a penniless rancher hired to take a captured outlaw, played by Glenn Ford, to jail on a train. But the outlaw's gang has other plans. It was remade in 2007, starring Russell Crowe, but there's an old saying, if a film is a remake, you're best served looking at the original. This is really up there amongst the top westerns ever made and is thoroughly recommended.
I want to ride again on the 310 to Yuma. That's where I saw my love, the girl with the golden hair. Not a word between us was spoken, no, the silence never was broken. But before she left, her eyes said a sad goodbye. Said said am I to think of the chance that I missed. I could cry to think of the lips left unkissed. Perhaps she'll ride again on the 310 to Yuma, and I can meet my love and tell her how much I care. Though I have no reason to go there, and there's not a soul that I know there, when the 310 to Yuma leaves, if I have the fare, I'll be there.
Funnily enough, I'm now going to recommend a film that is a remake, but I actually enjoyed it more than the original. The Next 3 Days, released in 2010, is a remake of Anything for Her, a French film made in 2008. I found the remake more compelling, and in this, Russell Crowe brings a desperation to the role of the husband who breaks his wife out of prison. There's also a lesson in how to break into a car in the remake. Elizabeth Banks plays the wife, who is wrongly convicted of a murder.
Is always coming back, slipping out your darkened doorsteps. And when the words run out, the quiet's just as loud. Then the world is upside down, and we're walking on our hands. But we keep on spinning round, and who knows where we'll land in the end. In the end. Its will, its winds, the tide of time, the age, the law, run back and forth like idle dogs. History is not a highway, straight and narrow always, but a roundabout and round again. We ride around and hope for change, and when the state's strong.
The director, Paul Haggis, made the film after his biopic of Martin Luther King fell through. When he saw the original French film, he was reminded of my next choice, 3 Days of the Condor, which he was a big fan of. It was made in 1975 by Sidney Pollack and stars Robert Redford and Faye Dunaway. It's a classic conspiracy film in which Redford plays a bookish CIA operative who comes back from his lunch break to find all of his co-workers dead in the office. He then has to figure out what's happened and who he can trust.
Down with it.
Three on a Light from 1932 is an early film starring Bette Davis and Humphrey Bogart. In fact, it's the first film where Bogey plays a hoodlum. A trio of school friends reacquaint in the big city: Anne Vorjak, Joan Blondell and Bette Davis. One of them married well to a wealthy lawyer played by the ever-watchable Warren William, but it doesn't last long. A Letter to Three Wives from 1949 was directed by Joseph Mankiewicz, who won Oscars for Best Director and Best Screenplay. It stars Jean Crane, Linda Darnell and Anne Southern as three wives who receive the same letter from a common friend, saying she's running off with one of their husbands. Kirk Douglas and Paul Douglas, no relation, also star.
Thank you.
Saturn 3 is a quirky sci-fi film also starring Kirk Douglas and Farrah Fawcett, directed by Stanley Donen in 1980. It's based on a Martin Amis script co-written with John Barry, the film's original director, who was primarily a production designer responsible for Clockwork Orange and Star Wars. The constructed set at Shepperton took 79 craftsmen 4 months to build, and at the time was the largest set ever built there. When John Barry left to be replaced by Stanley Donen, Kirk Douglas took over the direction for a couple of days and spent the whole time shooting a scene with Farrah Fawcett in which she had dirt on her backside. He insisted upon dirtying her pants himself, taking 59 takes. Harvey Keitel also co-stars. The next one is a curiosity, The Three Faces of Eve from 1956. It's based on the true story of Eve White, a woman in Georgia who suffered from multiple personality disorder. Her other personalities were Eve Black and Jane. Lee J. Cobb plays a psychiatrist treating her, and Joanne Woodward won an Oscar for her disturbing portrayal of Eve White. It was the first documented case of such a phenomenon. I'm not sure what to make of this one. Woodward's performance is riveting as the affected woman, but it's very clinical in its approach, and perhaps a bit of extra plot could have been injected into it. M. Night Shyamalan's film Split revisited the idea in 2016 with James McAvoy and Anya Taylor-Joy, with greater outcome dramatically.
Hold me, honey, won't you hold me, hold me, don't let me go. Take me, honey, won't you take me, don't forsake me, I love you so. Kisses thrill me, just can do. Hold me, honey, and fold me. Never hold me from you.
Peter Hall is known as an outstanding theatre director, but he also directed a few films, and they're worth watching. Three into Two Won't Go from 1969 stars Rod Steiger, Claire Bloom, and Judy Geeson. Steiger is an appliance salesman who picks up a hitchhiker, Judy Geeson, on his way home from Manchester. She is provocative and attractive, and soon has found her way into his bed at a hotel. Steiger has a wife at home, played by Claire Bloom. What I like about this film is its plausibility. Edna O'Brien wrote the screenplay, and the performances of the three leads are exceptional. Steiger, in particular, is surprisingly restrained, considering his penchant for overacting in a lot of his films. He was married to Claire Bloom at the time, and they were going through a divorce, so that was probably the reason. Well worth watching. Last up, I'd like to tell you about a curio, Three Cases of Murder from 1954, which is a collection of three short films starring Orson Welles, John Gregson, and Alan Bedell. The first and last are fantasy-based, and the middle one is a whodunit. Alan Bedell appears in all three, John Gregson in the second, and Orson Welles in the third. A painting comes to life in a museum in the first, two lifelong friends tussle over the same woman in the second, and in the third, a high-ranking member of parliament is plagued by dreams of his opposite number in the opposition. They all hang together very well. There are signs of Orson Welles' directing skills all over the final film, in which he appeared. Alan Bedell is great throughout. Well, that's it for now. If you get a chance to watch any of these films, you won't be wasting your time. Until next time.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. Ball is over, get mad.